Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Today's Gospel of the Sacred Heart tells us that Good Friday was a great day because it was the beginning of the Passover feast. So too is this Sacred Heart feast this year a very great day because it is for us not only the Feast of the Sacred Heart, but it falls on the first Friday when the Sacred Heart has given you and to me so many graces and so many blessings as he has carried out his promises, and we fervently believe he will carry them out, especially the graces we need to save our souls for having made just our 9 first Friday communions of reparation. So how beautiful it is that here we are at this solemn High Mass in order to honor and to thank and make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today's Mass is offered up for the end of the school year for teachers, students, and benefactors of St. Gertrude the Great School. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the last day of school for our little school. I don't know where you are, you homeschooler. Sometimes there's a little bit of an overrun, but I hope that your school will come to a happy ending the school year at home too, because it's good to work hard during the school year, and it's also good to have, for teachers and students too probably, a little time of rest, a good vacation during the summer months. All of you, wherever you're studying, are, I hope, on a school day, listening and learning. You're given many things to learn, facts and dates and names, aren't you, to learn by heart. And your teacher explains things, the textbook explains things. You listen and absorb these things. One of the purposes, though, of going to school is not just to be able to listen and repeat, it's to be able to start to think yourself, to think. But you can only think if you've learned, first of all, to listen and to think about what you've heard. Then you can think a thought. And then if you think another thought and you rub the two together, you're starting the reasoning process, and we're starting to get warm. That's the reason, one of the many, why we have schools and classes and homework and lessons and all of those things. But sometimes, over and above the thinking that you may do, and thinking is always warmly encouraged, children, it may be that God the Holy Ghost will send you his thought. What's that called? That's called an inspiration. He may inspire you, and he even may inspire you to see or to understand something in a way you've never done before, or perhaps no one has ever done before. That's how I think of what our little flower, St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, had to say about the Sacred Heart. She once wrote to her sister, Celine. She said, "I do not see the Sacred Heart as others do." What does that mean? Well, the Sacred Heart, we see, indeed, we see in all the different Sacred Hearts throughout the Church, the Sacred Heart wounded, bleeding, crowned with thorns, and then fire, the fire of God's love coming out from it. Now, she saw the Sacred Heart as a cleft or kind of a little cave in the rock that you could crawl in for safety and for comfort. It was a safe place. It was a place of refuge. She saw the Sacred Heart as an elevator, really, as God's lap. In other words, a place of rest. You couldn't very well rest on a crown of thorns. It's true there were some saints who did. St. Rose of Lima, she used to sleep on a bed of briars and thorns. But those were the kinds of penances that our saint, St. Teresa, never practiced. She had a different way to go to heaven. Did you ever end up, because maybe the power was out, and you're visiting a tall building, or you've got an appointment on the 35th floor, and the power's out, and the only way to get up there is to walk up all of the concrete steps in the fire escape. When you get there, you're awfully tired, and you could certainly appreciate what a wonderful invention an elevator is. They had just invented elevators during the lifetime of the Little Flower, and she was fascinated to see one working when, with her family, she visited the beautiful city of Paris once. Now, an elevator works by weights. St. Teresa says, quoting St. Augustine, "Love, love is the weight that draws me." Quickly, swiftly, easily takes us right up to God, God's love. Called to God, she said, by the elevator of love, and not by the old hard stairway of fear. It's the way, the Little Flower's way, the Sacred Heart's way, of closeness, of familiarity with our Lord. Familiarity, that means something from a family. So in order to understand what the Sacred Heart was for the Little Flower in her unique way of seeing things, and perhaps for us to see it that way too, let's use a family example to illustrate how much our Lord loves imperfect souls. That's you, and that's me. We're imperfect. But souls who trust him. St. Teresa says, "Now, there were two little boys in a family." Think of this, she says. "And they both had been being quite bad lately and extremely disobedient. They got into a lot of mischief. One boy," they're just little toddlers, they're maybe three or four. "One boy, he knows he did something wrong. He knows he deserves to be punished, but he's afraid. He trembles at the thought of his father's anger, and he runs away and he hides himself. The other, his brother, doesn't. He goes right to his daddy. He throws himself into his arms and he says, 'I'm sorry for all of the trouble I caused you.' And he tells his father that he loves him. And he tells him too, in order to prove that he's going to be good from now on, he asks his father to punish him just by giving him a hug. That would be an unusual child indeed, wouldn't it? But that was the kind of child of God St. Teresa resolved to be." And then she says, you see, the father's heart couldn't resist that child's confidence. The father knows that he must be sincere, that he must truly love him. And then, of course, he forgives him. He knows, of course, too, he knows that his son will offend him again, but he's always ready to pardon him because he knows that his boy trusts him because he loves him. If his son takes him by the heart, that's what St. Teresa says. What happened to the first boy, the one who was so afraid he ran away and hid, even though he knew he deserved to be punished? Well, the father loves him too, but this makes him, and this makes his heart, the father's, very sad because he doesn't trust him. The words of the little of St. Margaret Mary, our Lord's to St. Margaret Mary, remember, were this: "Behold the heart that has so loved men." So you see, children, there are all different ways for us to see our Lord's Sacred Heart. You can look at it as an elevator. You just get in and you press the button and up you go. You can look at it as a safe place of rest and of prayer. But most of all, if you want to see the Sacred Heart, see it as the arms of God. The Sacred Heart is the lap of God the Father. And that's where you and I belong always. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.